Hello, everyone, and thanks for listening to the Quality Hub, Chatting with ISO Experts. I'm your host, Xavier Francis. Today, I'm here again with Renee Ferry, Customer Success Manager, and Kevin Metz, Sales and Business Development Manager here at CORE. Glad to have you again.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you. Pleasure to be here.
So glad you're with us. Now, this week's podcast is part two of ISO certification and government contracting. Let's continue our discussion with Renee and Kevin, and let's start with Renee. So, Renee, what are some misconceptions or myths surrounding ISO standards and the role in government contracting that you've encountered?
You know, essentially, it's not really too much of a complicated structure.
Okay.
Based upon the fact that the government has put in minimum requirements for customers to be eligible, doesn't really generate a lot of misconceptions or myths in and of itself. One of the most common misconceptions is that obtaining ISO certification is just to put a piece of paper on the wall.
Or in the contract.
Exactly. But those that enter into the process with that in mind will be very surprised. ISO certification has built within it requirements that actually prevent that. So even though you're going to obtain your certification, it's not a once and done process. Every single year, you're going to have to go through an audit to perform processes such as management review, internal audit, corrective action process, supplier evaluation processes, in order to ensure that you're continuing to follow the structure that you have put in place and then you're not putting your certification in jeopardy.
Absolutely. I mean, it's so true that it's not a once and done for a piece of paper. And most of the time, I know Suzanne Weber-Smotko is a huge proponent of what ISO does for a company.
Yes.
You know, you're not going to gain the true benefits for your business just from these standards for a piece of paper. They can really help. Now, do you find if you're not keeping your certification up to date, does that put you in danger of perhaps losing a contract you got?
Yes. Absolutely. We get calls a lot about folks that have gone through the process once, have obtained their certification, and then lose it.
Mm.
They haven't kept it up. They didn't pass their audit, and so they lost their certification. We do a lot of education, as Kevin indicated, not only through his team that does a lot of education on the upfront, but even, you know, on an ongoing basis to try to educate customers about what they should be doing in order to kind of keep that in place. But we help customers no matter what their situation is. So we've helped quite a few customers that were in that situation and they've bounced back and we've gotten them to where they needed to be. And then, you know, offered them some additional assistance that helps them to maintain it moving forward. We work with small businesses and there's either a limited budget, but there's definitely limited resources and time.
Yeah.
You know, I don't believe that any of our customers are just sitting there saying, forget it, I don't want to do this. It's that they've run out of time and resources.
Yeah, business happens.
Exactly. And where they thought that they were going to have time to do the stuff, they didn't, and it caught up to them kind of too quick. So
One thing to emphasize there is that, you know, you asked the question, can it put you at risk of losing your contract? The government doesn't play around, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're immediately, once they get notified that you no longer have that certificate, they'll boot you off of the contract.
Wow.
So you need to be smart about what you're doing. And that's why, you know, to Renee's point, we're very focused on building a system that works for our customers. That should be with anything you're doing for the government. You need to make sure it's ingrained into who you are as a company and really focusing on making that your identity.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do have an example. Mm-hmm. I have a customer that hired a new chief technology officer.
Okay.
Who I had met at an event, and they were certified to all of the standards. They were certified to 9, CMMI, 27, and 20.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just fairly new to the organization, and they had all those things in place. And he reached out to me probably within weeks of meeting me to let me know that once he had gotten in and started to dig through, this goes back to what Kevin referenced earlier, he discovered that the registrar that they had used was outside of the country and was not valid.
Mm.
And so they live in that government contracting space.
Mm-hmm.
And so they very quickly needed to get valid certifications for all of those standards.
Wow.
And our teams worked together very diligently and in as quick a period of time as possible, kind of moved them through that process to get everything set up in place. He knew that they were not going to be able to continue to participate in that GovCon space with that situation.
Yeah, I can totally understand that. So, Kevin, how can smaller businesses or startups with limited resources pursue ISO certification to enhance her chances in getting a government contract.
Okay, so bear with me because this will sound like the wrong answer.
Okay.
So spending money on, you know, consulting services and with companies like ourselves is probably the most effective way for small businesses, startups, you know, companies with limited resources to go about it.
Right.
And the reason for that is because, one, that's what we do, right? That's our focus. That's our business. We live in this space and we understand it. But two, you know, you're really looking at it from the time saving and the money saving that you're going to have because of what resources you're going to have to allocate to doing it internally.
Okay.
For, you know, the time that you're taking people away from their day-to-day jobs, mm-hmm. what kind of money you're losing from them not focusing on their, you know, their tier A, you know, position, you know,
right.
requirements. So, you know, that's why it might sound like the wrong answer, but absolutely is a valid answer to that question.
You know, this isn't a heavy, heavy lift, but it's a lift. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have the people in place to do it is one thing, but if you don't have anybody that understands how to do it is another. These things are very, it's a kind of nebulous, what's it telling me to do? We're sort of like there to translate that and say, this is what it means. And this is what auditors look for. And this is what it means in your business space.
Well, great as Kevin point. Has mentioned earlier, the heavier lift comes when you're going to try to seek certification to numerous standards at the same time. Mm-hmm. And we assist our customers in doing that. It can become heavier of a lift and require additional resources and time from the company that our programs, tools in place to be able to assist them through that.
Yeah. And to your point, Xavier, making sure this is done right because of a lot of the, let's just call it interpretation mm-hmm. of these standards is another place where you potentially save money because if you implement yourself, you have no one to help you when you go through that certification audit. You right. have no one to, you know, fight the fight for you when your interpretation is considered wrong.
Right.
And so that could also be another place where you lose money if you go through, implement yourself, go through the certification audit and they try to fail you mm-hmm. and have no one to back you up with the interpretation understanding.
Right.
So really, I mean, that kind of leads into my next point, which is why working with a consulting firm like Core is always the best way for a company to find themselves in the right position to pursue this kind of work. Mm-hmm. Really, we encourage you to explore your options as anybody would.
Right.
But in the government contracting space, everything moves very fast and implementing ISO internally normally takes 2 to 3 times longer. I mean, there's no guarantees, you know, when you go through it by yourself. It's just a headache, really.
And you might focus on the wrong thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know that we've had consultants talk that I've talked to on the podcast. And it's like, you know, people, they prep before they reach us and they have more documentation than they need and they weren't working on the right thing to help us. And we're like, oh, that's way too much. You don't need all that. We kind of need to be focusing over here. So that helping hand is really important.
Even in the sales process, we get those packets of information and sometimes the files are too big to open in an email.
Yep, true story.
But yeah, I'll just, you know, say one last time that, you know, Core has put itself in a position where we understand this space really well. Mm-hmm. We invest a lot of time into reading about it, going to, you know, all the different town halls, the different sessions that they have for different contract vehicles. And, you know, we've put a lot of time and effort into making sure that we understand it. Mm-hmm. So that way our customers understand it if they choose to work with us.
Absolutely. So, Renee, what advice would you give a business aiming to establish a strong presence in government contracting through compliance with ISO standards?
My first piece of advice is to start as early as possible. Kevin already mentioned the fact that, you know, government contracting provides a very truncated time period for you to obtain certification. Mm-hmm. And so compared to the duration of our standard ISO certification programs, now we've become very good at being more efficient
yes.
for government contracts. But being able to start as early as possible provides the company with some breathing room.
Yeah.
Rather than having to feel like you're being shoved up against the wall. The other piece of advice that I do have is really to have a plan for what resources internally you're going to use for the project.
Okay.
In the 7 years that I've been here, I think one of the biggest issues I've seen kind of present challenges as far as timeline goes is with the number of individuals involved in the project.
Okay.
So, you know, larger groups with representation from all of the different departments, it generates great discussion and it generates a lot of great brainstorming. Unfortunately, what happens sometimes is that it's difficult to just land on a decision, and so progress is hard to make.
Mm-hmm. Another point to that is don't feel like you have to weed the herd by yourself. That's part of what our consultants can help with, is to help you understand who the best fits are for your management team.
Right. And back to Renee's point too about, you know, having too many. The one thing about primarily ISO 9001, it puts in place that you have employee engagement. So a lot of those voices aren't going to be lost. It's just at a different place, in a more formal setting, in a more formal way of when you're going to get those ideas. So you're not going to lose that. Those great ideas, that synergy that you may gain. It's just at the initial point, you don't need to have so many cooks in the kitchen.
And our programs are actually designed to assist with that. So as our consultant starts to understand the structure and organization of company, they'll have suggestions and recommendations about who to involve in the weekly calls and in the development of the management system. Mm-hmm. It does not mean that you're not going to bring other folks in throughout the process, but those that will meet weekly will be a different group. And then your consultant's going to advise you when you should invite somebody to the next meeting to either review documents that you've put together to be sure that it's reflecting the process properly, or whether you want to run some other thoughts or ideas by those folks. Mm-hmm. So we have created a very efficient process, and our consulting team is great at actually directing that, journey.
Absolutely. Clearly, trying to balance all of these needs, a truncated time frame, can certainly be a challenge. Are there any specific ISO standards that you see that holds more weight or importance in the realm of government contracting? I know we mentioned 9001, CMMI. A lot of times they get more points. Anything else that might come to mind?
We've seen contract vehicles that team up 27001 and 20000-1. And we've seen others that team up 14001 and 45001. Now, for those that are not familiar with all of those standards, you know, 27001 is the cybersecurity standard and 20000-1 is the service delivery standard. Mm-hmm. Those are two standards that really work very closely together. Okay. And so it makes a lot of sense that if you're going to do one and you have your eye on another, that you do those together.
Okay.
And the same with 14001 and 45001. The environment and the occupational health and safety is another set of standards that work extremely well together. And you create a lot of efficiencies actually doing both at the same time rather than doing them as separate certification programs. But we don't always drive what the government's going to put together as standards.
Right.
We've
right.
seen those together, and those make sense to us. But it doesn't mean tomorrow we're not going to get a government contract that comes up with a bunch that may not work as well together.
Have you seen anything really bizarre like 27001 and 1345 or, you know?
No.
Not yet.
But not yet, but you never know.
Yeah, exactly.
With the government, who knows, right?
That's right. Here's
the big teaser. Just be ready. CMMC.
CMMC, yeah.
There you
CMMC.
Go. That's right. That'll be another podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have talked about that ad nauseum for the last 3 years, I know.
Yep.
That's another one we've been on there. But we'll see how that fleshes out if it ever does.
Yep.
It's a way too far ahead spoiler.
Yes, way too far ahead spoiler, yes. I'm involved in a lot of those podcasts, webinars, and, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, when is it going to end? When are we going to actually know what it is? It's very frustrating for a lot of people here, and I'm sure businesses. So can each of you, do either one of you or both of you have a success story where you found that people really can leverage their certifications to win the government contracts they're looking for?
Yeah, so I have one that comes right to the top of my mind. I'll just use the initials of the company.
Okay.
Keep them secret. No kidding. But yeah. So,
unless it's like KFC or, you know.
Not far off. KPC.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's right.
There you go.
So KPC is one of our customers from the late 2010s. I actually worked with them to get them onboarded. But they're a small government government contracting consulting firm. Mm-hmm. They were looking to break into bigger contracts. They were pretty new on the scene, so to speak. And so we advised them to achieve ISO 9001. And this was a one-person company. So just keep that in mind that, like, it's applicable to any size.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, fast forward, you know, a few years now here in 2024, almost said 2023.
No, not that far along.
we have worked with them on multiple different standards. They've been achieving work from the government at a high rate. They've grown at least revenue-wise at least 4 or 5 times. So we've seen a lot of success come from that story. And, you know, they've been very transparent about what the success comes from. And a lot of that's from the point getting, from setting themselves up to be properly competent to bid on those contracts.
Okay.
They're not wasting time bidding on things that they know they can't get.
Right.
They went out, achieved what they needed to in order to actually win that business.
And how many, if you can say, how many standards are they certified to at this point?
I want to say at least 3, but it could be up to 4.
It could be 4.
Yeah, it could be up to 4 now.
3 or 4.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Do you have anything, Renee, as far as
I do actually. You know, my my interaction with customers is slightly different, and I know exactly the customer that Kevin is talking with, and we've all worked with them for quite some time. But I've got several customers that start out, like Kevin said, with a 9001 or a CMMI, and they've kind of spread out the standards over time. Mm-hmm. So they keep coming back because they're working in that government contracting space and say, okay, now I want to add the next certification. Mm-hmm. Now I want to add the next standard. Now I want to act. And this is fabulous for us because our goal has never been to just start and end the project. It's always our goal to be our customer's partner on their journey to certifications. Right. And so that spans over a long period of time. We have customers that we've worked with for almost 20 years over time in mm-hmm. different programs and also with services throughout the year that they need. Like Kevin mentioned, you know, resource and time. Sometimes a lot of our companies don't have time for internal audits. We go in and we'll assist them with those types of services. Mm-hmm. But the success that I've seen is that these customers continue to come back and build into their certifications, their standard certification portfolio. And to me, that's great success.
Yeah, that is absolutely success.
I'll also say that it's success for not just us, but for the customer as well.
Absolutely.
Because they now have a partner that they trust to go through this process with. They have somebody to turn to when there's something new that they need to do in order to best position themselves. So it's really a win-win.
Yeah.
And I always like to highlight that, you know, we're very focused on the win-win.
Yes, we're a company. But there was a reason that we won 16th Best Places to Work in Pennsylvania. And we do apply that to our customers where we just want to help people. We want to help them get certified. We want to keep them growing, give them what they need in any way we can help them, you know, within the space that we live. And it's absolutely true.
I think you were going to say the same thing I did. As you know, we have our core values here at mm-hmm. Core. And the first one for C is, you know,
customer focused.
Yeah, customer focused. And we want to focus on their needs, what helps them. Because at the end of the day, that's what helps us achieve the goals that we have is by seeing their success.
Absolutely.
And our mission has always been to help small businesses become successful.
Yeah.
That's been from the start. We've been doing this for 23 years. And a lot of the things that we get into, I know it's, you know, when Kevin mentioned CMMC, you know, this is not exciting for us, but we identified very, very early on that it was going to impact a large amount of our customer base because we have so many customers that work in government contracts. And so, you know, that's always been our mission, it continues to be. And for us, that's the best success is when we're able to help these small businesses actually show up in spaces like this and be successful.
Absolutely.
Scott likes to say that people like Renee and I are the first consultants that, you know, you speak to at Core. Mm-hmm. And proof to that is that there's probably plenty of nights where Renee or I have both fallen asleep with, you know, CMMC material on our face. But we're constantly learning. Even in our sales department, we're focused on learning these things. So that way, when someone comes in that door and says, hey, I need help with something, we're super focused on how can we inform them.
Yeah.
It's not just a sales process.
No.
It's definitely consultive. So I always like to highlight that.
Well, and this podcast is part of that. One of the reasons we do this is try to inform our customers. I mean, people that aren't our customers as well, but that's one
absolutely.
Of our main
thrusts.
We give a lot of free information away in this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, this has been a great pleasure for me. I really appreciate your information here, both Renee and Kevin.
Anytime. It's our pleasure.
Yeah, thanks. Awesome. Happy to be here.
We want to thank everyone for listening to our podcast today. We hope it's been informative for you. And if you're looking for more information about Core Business Solutions that we can help you with, ISO certifications like we talked about today, cybersecurity, or even customized training, please email us at info@thecoresolution.com. You can also visit our website at www.thecoresolution.com. And if you haven't already followed us on your favorite podcast platform or YouTube, be sure to do so. That way you won't miss the next Quality Hub podcast when it's released next week. Have a great day, everyone.